New Orleans faces tragic start to 2025. 10 fatalities and dozens wounded in New Year's Day tragedy. New Orleans enters 2025 with a devastating blow. A catastrophic incident unfolded in the early hours of Wednesday on Bourbon Street when a vehicle crashed into a crowd of New Year's celebrants, claiming 10 lives and leaving more than 30 people wounded. During a media briefing, Mayor LaToya Cantrell characterized the event as a terrorist attack and advised citizens to avoid the vicinity, which remains under investigation. The FBI hasn't yet validated this designation. According to the Independent's coverage, investigators located an improvised explosive device alongside the perpetrator. New Orleans Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick emphasized the intentional nature of the assault, stating, "This wasn't an intoxicated driver incident. The perpetrator intended to create the devastation we witnessed." She verified that the suspect fired upon law enforcement after the crash, wounding two officers who are currently recovering. The incident transpired around 3:15 a.m. local time. Bystanders described observing a truck accelerating into a barrier before striking the crowd. The driver emerged from the vehicle and began shooting. Law enforcement responded with gunfire, subduing the suspect, the Independent reported. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry denounced the appalling act of violence and instructed residents to steer clear of the area. First responders mobilized swiftly with NOLA ready, the city's emergency management agency designating it a mass casualty event. Social media footage, referenced by the Independent, depicts casualties on the ground as terrified celebrants scattered from the scene. A witness described it as the most terrifying sight I've ever witnessed, detailing how the truck barreled through the crowd, launching people airborne. Another witness told CNN about seeing a person propelled toward him after the vehicle struck pedestrians. Whit Davis, present at a neighboring establishment, recounted, "People began screaming, shouting, and retreating. Upon our release, officers directed us to walk away quickly. I observed multiple uncovered bodies and numerous individuals receiving emergency care." Medical teams transported the injured to various facilities, including University Medical Center, Touro Hospital, East Jefferson General Hospital, and the Oxner Jefferson and Baptist Medical locations. What should have been New Orleans' celebration of 2025's arrival has instead become a profound tragedy for the community. Law enforcement continues investigating the suspect's motivations, working to comprehend the reasoning behind this brutal attack.